And we were talking about this a little bit earlier before we got on the show, that like when you get here and you know that they're coming with that, they also know how dangerous you are. So lean into that dominance and get after them early, because if you give them a sniff that they're available to participate with you, it's going to be a long night.
Yeah, I mentioned the small crowd. One thing that I've noticed here over the years, though, the students do what they can, and they are here. They're seated behind the scores table, behind the bench area, and behind the baseline to our right. Of course, they had incentive tonight. Admission was free, and they get chicken tenders.
Yeah, half off or something like that.
That's a pretty good deal.
I'll take that.
Food works.
Yeah,
food works. Was a little chilly, a little sloppy for our walk to lunch today, though. Huh?
It was, but what a sandwich, huh?
That was game. Badgers will come out of the traveling Cardinal unis and the white trim. Penn State home white and the blue trim. It's gone final in Bloomington. The Purdue Boilermakers improved to 5-2 with an 87-66 victory against Mike Woodson and the Indiana Hoosiers. Zach Edey, 33 points and 14 rebounds. The Hoosiers will come to the Kohl Center on Friday night for a 7:30 tip in Madison. Early, as we'll see if the Badgers can continue to do what they've been doing here at both ends of the floor. Greg Gard saying they continue to get better defensively, work to do. Offensively, they're the sixth most efficient team in the nation. And this week in the AP rankings, they're 11th. Coaches poll 8th. Ken Palm 9th. Net rankings 11th. That's enough numbers for you. I think we're ready to play a little bit of basketball now.
And take advantage of that free throw line, which they've dominated, making just as many as everybody's attempted. So that's also got to be something that the Badgers are focusing on.
Best free throw shooting team in the league, 76% overall are the Badgers. Wahab and crowd jumping center. Toss and tap to Wisconsin. Badgers move to our right. And we are underway at the Bryce Jordan Center as Chucky Hepburn throws to Max Klesmet. Ace Baldwin up on him defensively. Klesmet drives a lane. It's knocked away by Nick Kern. And it's gathered left corner by Kanye Clary. And here comes Penn State moving to our left in the first half. Ace Baldwin out front throwing to Kern. Kern high on the left. He's against A.J. Store. Kern sets the floor. High screen. Wahab. Kern to the free throw line. Kicks the Baldwin to the right side. Matching with Chucky Hepburn. Baldwin off the right wing. Knocked away momentarily by Chucky. Now Hicks has it. Left of the circle. Shot clock at 8. Hicks flips to Baldwin. He's with Wall right now. Baldwin on the dribble. High on the left. 4 to shoot. Baldwin snaps off a 3. Left side. Good. Ace Baldwin just 26% from 3 coming into the game. But sticks a triple to open up the scoring. Tyler Wall losing the handle, right sideline front court. He was bothered by Kern. It goes out of bounds. Turnover, Wisconsin.
Right now, Wisconsin's not allowing that flow to be there, right? What we talked about early on, get it inside the paint, take your time. They're getting a little sped up.
It's a Penn State team that thrives on trying to speed teams up. Tempo, they are 48th in the country as opposed to Wisconsin at 319. Possessions per. Here's Kanye Clary at the top, left-hand dribble, left of the lane, runs it up, wild shot off the glass, missed, but a foul is called on Max Klesmet, and that'll be the game's first foul. Clary's one of those guys where I was talking with Greg Gard about this. He can seem like he's out of control, but he's probably not. He can make some unorthodox circus-type shots, and there he was able to draw the foul, and the left-hander is good with the first free throw.
Yeah, he's got the ability, almost like AJ when he's getting in the air. He's got a control where you don't think he's in control, but he does a really nice job being able to finesse the ball in.
Clary hits the first free throw. He's very good at the foul line, 84%, knocks them both down. It's 5-0 Penn State, a minute 10 gone by. I just break a little backcourt resistance. Klesmet, pull up, pop, left lane line, good.
And that's something with their 2-1-2 zone or full court press that they do. They leave a lot of backside help.
Here's Kern, low on the left, runs it out to Baldwin, rotates to Hicks, right side three on the way, is good. And a couple of threes early for a team that shoots just 30% from the arc, 8-2 Penn State. A minute 35 gone by. Tyler Wall brings it up, and he just dribbled it off his foot. Baldwin had it. He slipped and threw it right back to Wall. Here's Tyler, left of the lane, working around a crowd screen. Reverse layup blocked by Wahab. Knocked loose, out of bounds. Last touch by Wisconsin.
This has to be something that they talked about pre to the game. Like, don't let them speed you up. Stay inside yourself. And was the first three possessions sped up. So Wisconsin right now, that's a great substitution. Tyler was going a little too fast the last three possessions. Let him normalize here a little bit.
So he's got Carter Gilmore on the floor now. Does Greg guard a minute 50 into the game. It's 8-2 Penn State. Clary throwing to Baldwin between the circles. Hooks a pass to Kern out front. Gives off to Clary. Clary splits two defenders. Tripped up. You had Klesman and Crow both there. And they're going to call it on Max. And Max Klesman has picked up two fouls. A minute 59 into the game. So Greg Gard will have to send John Blackwell on the floor.
That one's actually Crow's foul, actually, because if he doesn't hedge that properly, or if he does hedge that properly, he doesn't split that defense.
Clary with the ball right now against Blackwell, left of the circle. A throw to Baldwin on the right side. He's with Hepburn. Now Kern versus Storr, top of the arc, off the Wahab screen, left of the lane, stops at the block, puts it up, blocked out of bounds by Crowell, and Penn State will keep it with six on the shot clock.
Good job by Wisconsin. Help side defense has been there.
8-2 Penn State. 2:13 gone by. Clary, baseline left, inbounds to Baldwin. Baldwin off the Hicks screen, picked up by Gilmore in the switch. Mid-range jumper, right side, good for Ace Baldwin, and it's 10-2 Penn State. Hepburn in the backcourt, loops it across the mid-stripe, going up and getting it as Blackwell, knocked away by Baldwin. Blackwell gets it back. And they just love to get into you and scramble you up. Right now, Wisconsin's been knocked back. Here's A.J. Storr throwing to Hepburn to the right side. Chucky off the wing, feeds A.J. Three on the way, straight on. Too long, no good. Kanye Clary the rebound for Penn State. He'll bring it up the left side of the front court against Blackwell. Clary on the dribble, left lane line backing, pivots, feeds Kern, bobbles, gets it back, moving in on Storr. Kicked it out to Hicks, tries a three straight away. Off the right side iron, no good. And a whistle and a foul call. They'll get Wahab, I think, over the back of Carter Gilmore. Kudus Wahab not pleased with the call. Brooks Wells made it.
That was a great job by Gilmore. He has got a tough assignment to keep him off the glass.
3 minutes in, 10-2 Penn State. As Hepburn up the floor against Clary. And now a double from Kern. Chucky gets it across the mid-stripe to Gilmore. Gilly going right to left. Feeds Blackwell. Throws to Storr. Sends to Hepburn high on the right. Chucky one dribble. Sends to Crow. Rotates to Gilmore. Shot clock at 10. Hepburn right side. Whistle. He walked with the ball. Three turnovers in the early minutes, or a couple turnovers, I should say, in the early minutes for Wisconsin.
Penn State's jumping every passing lane. They're pushing the rhythm of the offense out past the three-point line pretty far, about 3 feet out. Wisconsin's got to back cut that or back screen to get that action.
Demetrius Lilly, 6'10 sophomore from Philadelphia, is in for Wahab. 3.5 minutes gone by. It's 10-2 Penn State. With the ball is Baldwin. Baldwin at the center circle, gets a screen from Lilly, and then Baldwin had it knocked out of bounds. Come on to Penn State as Tyler Wall will check back in for Carter Gilmore. A staggered start here for Wisconsin tonight.
They got to take this initial punch. You had to think that Penn State was going to come out, right? The undefeated team in the conference, you got to handle this energy.
With the ball is Clary with a shot clock at 10. Clary high on the right. Blackwell defends. Clary on the dribble. Works baseline right and an offensive foul as he pushed off on Blackwell.
Yeah, that's a great call. And good job by John really keeping himself squared along the baseline side and able to take that pressure.
16-17 left first half. Just getting started here. 10-2 Penn State. Hepburn throws it across half court for Tyler Wall. Feeds Blackwell. Clear look at a three. Left corner. Back rim no good. Rebound to Nick Kern of Penn State. One and out for Wisconsin. Kern right side front court. Flips to Baldwin. Fakes the three left of the circle. Baldwin puts it on the deck. Moving to his right. Right elbow jumper over Hepburn is good. And Ace Baldwin feeling it early on. He has 7, 12-2 Penn State.
He's able to take care of that really well because Crowell's not hedging high enough. He's got to come out high.
Crow left of the lane against Demetrius Lilly. Crow starts to back, and he walked with the ball. And a first media timeout, and Badgers need a little timeout right now. Tonight's game brought to you in part by Alliant Energy. Visit AlliantEnergy.com to see how Alliant Energy invests in solutions for clean, reliable energy. now and in the future. And the All of Us Research Program in Wisconsin aims to speed up medical research by asking Wisconsinites to share health information. Learn more at allofus.wisc.edu. 15:37 left of the first half. Penn State 12, Wisconsin 2. This is Badger basketball from Learfield.
Save big money on your bathroom upgrade at Menards. Homeworks creates thoughtfully designed bath fans that will align perfectly with your style. A modern smart pen bath fan with humidity sensing, a dimmable LED light, and a dual-color nightlight is the perfect addition for your bathroom. The motion sensor automatically chooses which light should activate based on ambient lighting. It's on sale for $129.99. Hurry in, prices good through January 21st. Now at Menards.
Save big money at Menards.
Are you ready to enjoy retirement? How would you like to live in a place dedicated to your comfort while allowing you the freedom to live an active and worry-free lifestyle? Fountain Hills offers condo-style apartments, and their residents enjoy going out for lunches and dinners, grocery shopping, playing cards and bingo with other residents, all while using extra precautions to keep their senior residents safe. To explore becoming a Fountain Hills resident, see FountainHillsApartments.com or call 262-886-9200.
Racine Theater Guild salutes the work of Martin Luther King Jr. as we celebrate his accomplishments in civil rights, his leadership in fighting injustice through peaceful protest, the March on Washington, the Montgomery bus boycott, the Civil Rights and Voting Rights Acts, and more. MLK led the way for millions to work towards achieving equality. This week, join Racine Theater Guild in recognizing Dr. King's accomplishments and contributions with civic media.
It's fully leaded education talk.
Hard facts with a humorous twist.
Check out Busted Pencils, Tuesdays at 7 on 1400 AM and 99.9 and 98.1 FM WRJN and on the Civic Media app.
You are listening to your local Civic Media radio station on air. Thank you. Did you know we are always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app too? And if you miss a show or game, find it wherever you get your podcasts or on our website, civicmedia.us.
Citgo top-tier tri-clean gasoline helps your engine run smoother and cleaner along the way. When you start with Citgo, you're good to go. And Ho-Chunk Gaming Wisconsin Dells is your can't-miss hotspot for big-time casino fun. Your odds are better there. 15:37 left first half. 12-2, Penn State leads Wisconsin.
Yeah, what Penn State's doing their game. They are exactly running probably the game plan that when they started this competition. They're also shooting unbelievable, 66% from the field. And Wisconsin is just not in that flow. They're not stopping that energy.
Connor is sieging on the floor for Wisconsin right now. Remember Max Klesman on the bench. He picked up two fouls in the first 2 minutes of the game. Here's Clary just under the arc. Left side jumper. Bangs off the rim. No good. The rebound to Blackwell for the Badgers. Now let's see if Wisconsin can start to get a rhythm here as Blackwell with a basketball outside right. Picked up the dribble. Feeds Wall. He's with Clary who's getting into Tyler. Shovels it off to Asijan, now to Hepburn, off the left wing, steps back, baseline left jump, is off the rim short. Rebound tipped to Crowell, low on the right, pushed it up and in. Offensive rebounding, the Badgers have been better at it this year than they've been in a while, and Penn State can struggle on the defensive glass.
A lot more patience on that offensive possession, a lot more, you know, slower pace, great passing.
12-4 Penn State. Kern moving in on Asijan. Pivots. Mid-post left jump. Back rim no good. Rebound tipped to Asijan. One and out for Penn State. 5.5 minutes gone by. 12-4 the Nittany Lions. Hepburn to the right side. Bobs off a high screen from Wall. Throwing to Asijan right wing. Sends it into Wall. Tyler baseline right against Kern. Backing. Right block. Pivots. Up right hand. Good off the window. Nicely done.
There we go. Post-entry offense. If you run it through there, Penn State is not going to be able to stop Wisconsin.
12-6 Penn State. Clary just snakes down the lane to the rim. Flips it up and in.
That's what I mentioned right at the beginning of the game. When they're hedging so fast and hard that they're leaving a gap, and he's just splitting that gap.
14-6 Penn State. Hepburn open three, right side, off the rim, no good. Demetrius Lilly the rebound for the Nittany Lions. Sends it to Ace Baldwin. 14-6 Penn State. 13:45 left in half. Here's Baldwin driving the lane, flipped it up, blocked by Crowell, who comes up with it. And here comes Hepburn up the right side of the front court for Wisconsin. Goes to Crowell at the midcourt logo. Stepping to his left, a backup from Esiegen, catches, pulls, pops, hits. Connor Esiegen's first points make it 14-8 Penn State.
Really great job. They're going to pressure him out and not want him to get that three-pointer. Connor's recognizing that in the offensive scheme.
Here's Clary, a pull-up three, got around Blackwell and hit the short baseline left jumper. Clary with six, 16-8 Penn State, 13-13 left first half. Danny Lyons, 6 of 11 from the floor early on. Blackwell cuts off the right wing. He's in the lane on a whistle, and a foul is called.
Fouls on number three.
What I've liked about the last few possessions is that the ball rhythm and opening to those areas, right? Connor's cutting into those spaces. What I don't like coming out of the pressure of that full court press, it's fool's gold. When that three is open, don't take it. Wisconsin's taken it three times. They're 0 for 3 because you're just not in that rhythm. What I'd hope they do in some of these rhythms is take the ball back out, make Penn State play defense. They're not deep.
Foul was on Nick Kern, by the way. Kamari McGee checking in, finds Nolan Winter, feeds the season, takes a three, right side, off the left side iron, no good. Penn State the rebound and Ace Baldwin. Leo O'Boyle on the floor for Penn State right now. Grad transfer from Lafayette. Here's Baldwin, an inside feed for Puff Johnson, back cutting into the paint, but he couldn't handle the pass. It goes off of his hands and out of bounds to Wisconsin. Five on the floor for the Badgers. You got Storr, Esiegen, McGee, Winter, and Wall. 12:50 left in the half, 16-8 Penn State. Kamari McGee throwing a Wall, bobbled the pass, a near over and back, and now Wall is able to gather, gives off to Storr. A.J. up top. Throws to Winter, turns to McGee on the right side. Kamari is doubled, knocked away Baldwin. Kamari got it back. Shot clock at 8. Now Tyler Wall looking to attack. Left lane line is Tyler. Lost the handle, got it back. 3 to shoot. Wall in the lane, up right hand, good. Good recovery from Wall. It's 16-10 Penn State.
Ooh, that was pure grit to get that ball in there.
12:15 left till halftime. DeMarco Dunn. And the North Carolina transfer goes inside to Puff Johnson, who missed the layup. Badgers clear the rebound to McGee. Here's Kamari, throws to Witcher, feeds Connor, flips a three left side, rattles out, no good. Rebound fought for. Jameel Brown for Penn State comes up with it. And up the floor is Dunn, right side of the front court. Stops at the right elbow, feeds Brown against Esiegen. Connor hanging in there. Now Dunn drives the lane, up right hand of the finger roll is good. So Marco Dunn's first points, 18-10 Penn State. 11:40 left in the first half.
Well, outside of Wisconsin's typical defensive scheme, they're letting a lot of stuff downhill.
Mm-hmm. Here's Wall fouled out on the floor. It looks like DeMarco Dunn got him. And that will be his first foul as we hit the under 12 media timeout. Calling all Badger fans, American Family Insurance wants you and one friend to experience a Badger basketball game like VIPs. Enter the Badger Dream Game Day sweepstakes today at amfam.com/badgers. No purchase necessary. American Family Mutual Insurance Company, SI, and its operating company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin. 11:32 left in the first half. Penn State 18, Wisconsin 10. This is Badger basketball from Learfield.
Bedroom too hot? Basement too cold? A MyDia ductless system is the perfect solution for room-by-room comfort control without the headache of a major renovation. As you look for ways to maximize your space, MyDia can provide you with a customizable solution to meet your needs. To learn more, visit MyDiaMidwest.com. That's M-I-D-E-A Midwest.com. Proud partner of Wisconsin Athletics. SeatGeek's the ticketing app for fans like the sideline shot caller.
Come on, boys, pick up the pace!
SeatGeek got him a great deal on seats right near the action, so when he yells,
"What are you doing? Block him!"
he can be absolutely sure the players heard him. SeatGeek handles the tickets to sports, concerts, and more, so fans can fan.
I'm Sawyer.
And I'm Shannon.
Together, we're Twin Stunts, the only twin motorcycle freestyle show in the world.
We are born and raised in Wisconsin, so we want all our fellow cheeseheads to know that even though we clutch it up, hit 12, and drift in our show, we would never do it on the open road. And there's another thing we would never do on the road.
Drive drunk.
Drive sober.
Or get pulled over.
Together, we can save lives.
Learn more at zeroinwisconsin.gov.
Wisconsin DOT.
It's a new season at Kohl's with everyday styles and great prices. You can get more of what you want for less. Find go-tos for going everywhere and perfect picks for your home. Shop Kohl's and Kohl's.com today. And by Cleary Building Corp. We protect what you value. Visit ClearyBuilding.com to see the Cleary difference. Mention Penn State's first-year head coach, Mike Rhodes. He's part of a Division III national championship team at Lebanon Valley College back in 1994. They were able to sandwich a natty in between all those titles that Bo Ryan's Platteville teams won in the 90s. He's coached at the D3 level. He's been a head coach at Rice last 6 years at VCU, first year at Penn State. Charlie, a good start for the Nittany Lions, 18-10 with 11:32 left in the first half.
Yeah, really is. They're really shooting well, but they're doing what they want to do on both ends. On the defensive end, they're pressuring Wisconsin into early shots and quick shots. On the offensive end, they're getting downhill and they're getting into the paint. So if Wisconsin wants to change this rhythm, only down eight, right, as good as Penn State's playing, only down eight, they can quickly turn this around because they've got 8 of their 10 points in the paint. So Wisconsin, again, if they focus on the paint, they can turn this around.
A.J. Storr inbounds to Hepburn, throws to Carter Gilmore, gives off to Blackwell. Winter remains in the game for Wisconsin. Blackwell retreats, hands off to Storr. A.J. will take a three right of the circle, and it's banked and missed, no good. Jameel Brown the rebound. So now 0 for 6 from long range are the Badgers. Here's Clary again going downhill left of the lane, and a whistle and a foul is called. They're going to get Carter Gilmore inside. That'll be his first. Team foul number 3. Stephen Crow coming back in for Nolan Winter.
Also, what Wisconsin's not doing is they're allowing a lot of baseline penetration and then lane penetration, which is not normal for Wisconsin. Usually a lot of that stuff gets pinched off.
Inbounds pass to Jameel Brown, left corner three is short, no good. Chucky Hepburn the rebound. Hepburn brings it up through some traffic, left side of the front court, leaves it for Blackwell. A pass for Gilmore, angles right, hands off to Storr. Storr against Brown, A.J. off the right wing, in the lane, to the rim, runs it up, and it bounced out, no good. Rebound tipped, and it went into the hands of Jameel Brown, but he was standing out of bounds underneath the hoop. So a break for the Badgers. You know, Brown getting in there. He had 13 points against Purdue, a bright spot in what was otherwise a rout. Hepburn baseline right inbounding. And floats it out to Crowell. 10:52 left in the half. 18-10 Penn State. Storr up top. Loops it in to Crowell. Against O'Boyle, right of the lane. Crowell backing to the block, up right hand. Back iron, no good. Puff Johnson the rebound for Penn State. Badgers just 5 of 15 for the field. Here's DeMarco Dunn on the left side. He'll throw to Clary, feeds Brown, left of the circle. Dribbles off to the right side, leads it for Puff Johnson. Former North Carolina Tar Heel, left-hand flip to Clary with the shot clock down to 10. Kanye Clary off the O'Boyle screen, scoops to O'Boyle, three on the way, straight on, straight in. He was a 41% shooter last year at Lafayette, has scuffled most of this year, but a pretty-looking shot there, 21-10 Penn State. Hepburn goes into Crowell, who's doubled at the right block. Now single coverage from O'Boyle. Backing his Crowell, turns up left hand, good. Dearly needed bucket for Wisconsin, 21-12 Penn State.
Yeah, nice patience and nice ability to get right to the middle of the court. Good job by Stephen Crowell.
9:48 left in the first half. Clary on the left side feeds Puff Johnson, driving right lane line, kicks to Brown, right corner. Goes it back out to DeMarco Dunn. Dunn against Blackwell. Now backing in is Dunn. Turns, flips right hand, rolls out, no good, but a foul on Blackwell. That'll be his first in free throws coming up for DeMarco Dunn.
Well, they're not following the game plan here.
No, they're not.
They're letting everything go downhill. And then when Penn State has a lot of that momentum downhill, they're hitting those open threes, and they're playing their game plan to perfection.
First free throw for Dunn on the way. Too hard, no good. He is 19 of 30 now for the foul line this season. Asijan and Wall coming back in. Blackwell and Gilmore will step out. Zach Hicks in for Jameel Brown. DeMarco Dunn, part of that North Carolina team that played for the national championship 2 years ago. Didn't play a ton, modest stats. That's a pretty good looking stroke as he hits the second free throw. And it's 22-12 Penn State, 9:37 left in the half. Tyler Wall looking for someone to get it into. A little backcourt resistance from Penn State. He finds Hepburn. Hepburn against Kanye Clary. Chucky breaks the midstripe on the right side. going to Crowell against O'Boyle. Crowell right wing. Gives it up the wall. Tyler feeds to Seagen off the screen. Drives off the wing. Nice feed. Crowell low on the right. Slam dunk. Crowell from a Seagen. Badgers within eight.
Beautiful execution of that pick and roll and way to go hard to the rim.
22-14 Penn State. Here's Zach Hicks. Dribbles off the right wing. Trying to back down to Seagen. Does one pump. Goes up right hand. Back iron no. Rebound Crowell. Outlet the wall with 9 minutes left till halftime. 22-14 Penn State. Seagen high on the left. He'll throw to A.J. Storr. Drives baseline left, and he got fouled on the attack. Out on the floor, that was DeMarco Dunn. And that will be his second.
Yeah, and that's a heck of a matchup. A.J. Storr is going to dominate him all day just because of his ability to get off that first step, and Dunn just is not built that way to play defense.
Kern and Baldwin back in. Buff Johnson. Leo O'Boyle sit down. Five team fouls on Penn State. Here's Chucky Hepburn. Left elbow. Try to shovel it into Crowell, but it's punted out of bounds by Quidus Wahab.
That same action, just what they had on the opposite side of the floor. They ran it again with Crowell, and if they keep attacking this paint, that lead's going to shrink quickly.
Chucky inbounds it to Crowell. Left of the lane against Wahab. Backing is Stevie. Tough pass, trying to thread it to Hepburn. Bad pass, stolen away by Ace Baldwin. Ahead to Clary on the right side. Clary against Connor is Seagen. Clary looking to go to work. Steps back, three on the way, right of the circle. Off the rim, no good. Crowell the rebound. Outlet the wall, 8:28 left till halftime. 22-14 Penn State. Tyler Wall throwing it Storr on the right wing. A.J. off the wing, spinning, hanging, and the shot is gobbled up by Kern. They get a held ball arrow, Penn State. Oh, a terrific defensive play by Nick Kern, the 6'6 junior out of St. Louis, transferred from VCU.
Yeah, really nice job swallowing that up, because that's a hard defensive play against one of the most athletic guys in the conference.
8:15 left in the half, 22-14 Penn State. Zach Hicks out high, throwing to Clary. Seagen trying to crowd him. Clary off the Wahab screen, throws it to Hicks. He'll catch, flips a three, right side, splashed it. Zach Hicks with his second three, 25-14 Penn State. 7:55 left to the break. Hepburn up the floor for Wisconsin. Chucky leaves it for Wall high on the right. Throws to Storr on the right wing. Driving baseline. They bump. They play on. Lost it. Got it back. Throws it up. Banked it. Missed it. Rebound. Crowell tipped it up and in. It counts and a foul. Steven Crowell with the and one. And he'll shoot the free throw. Coming off the timeout as Quidus Wahab picked up his second foul. We will take a break. Looking for bigger, bolder, better yields? FS Envision Seed Corn and FS High Soy Soybeans are here to change the game. Our seed products deliver winning results every single time. Reach out to your local FS retailer or visit fsseed.com to learn more. 7:43 left in the first half. It's Penn State 25, Wisconsin 16. Back in a moment. This is Badger Basketball from Learfield.
Are you ready to enjoy retirement? How would you like to live in a place dedicated to your comfort while allowing you the freedom to live an active and worry-free lifestyle? Fountain Hills offers condo-style apartments, and their residents enjoy going out for lunches and dinners, grocery shopping, playing cards and bingo with other residents, all while using extra precautions to keep their senior residents safe. To explore becoming a Fountain Hills resident, see FountainHillsApartments.com or call 262-886-9200.
Racine Theater Guild salutes the work of Martin Luther King Jr. as we celebrate his accomplishments in civil rights, his leadership in fighting injustice through peaceful protest, the March on Washington, the Montgomery bus boycott, the Civil Rights and Voting Rights Acts, and more. MLK led the way for millions to work towards achieving equality. This week, join Racine Theater Guild in recognizing Dr. King's accomplishments and contributions with civic media.
Hi, I'm Pete Schwabe, an actor, writer, director, and comedian. Join me for my new show, Nightlight, here on the Civic Media Radio Network. We'll chill after a long day in traffic, talking politics, or trying to look busy at work. We'll talk movies, TV, theater, music, and lots of fun Wisconsin stuff. So mix an old-fashioned and join the discussion. We'll go from Wisconsin to Hollywood and back, and you can still be in bed by 10. It's Nightlight with Pete Schwabe, weeknights from 8 to 10 on 1400 AM and 99.9 and 98.1 FM WRJN.
Luttrell spent more than 8 years in foster care. His world changed when he was adopted at 15 with help from the Dave Thomas Foundation for Adoption.
I think about how much we love him, and I wish we could have had him for his entire childhood.
The Foundation is changing the lives of thousands of teens waiting in foster care. You can help. Learn more at DaveThomasFoundation.org.
Hey, Badger fans, if you're looking for the perfect in-game meal, choose a Brew Pub Pizza loaded with quality meat and veggie toppings, then bombarded with more than half a pound of award-winning Wisconsin mozzarella cheese. Brew Pub Lots of Matzo Pizzas are a proud partner of Badger Athletics and are available in your grocer's freezer. Well, Kudus Wahab picked up the foul. Steven Crow got the bucket, looking to convert the free throw. 7:43 left in the half, 25-16 Penn State. Crow will knock down the throw. Stevie Crow with 9 points, doing what he can to keep Wisconsin in this game.
Yeah, and 75% of their production between Crow and Wall all in the paint. So, again, I'm going to beat it up today. Get in the paint. It's got to get into them.
And Greg Gard, who doesn't play guys with a couple of fouls in the first half often, is trusting Max Klesman. He's in there now. Here's Hicks. Turns it out to Nick Kern against Klesman at the top of the circle. Kern driving left of the lane to the rim. Layup good. A blow-by for Nick Kern. And it's 27-17 Penn State. 7:12 left of the first half as Hepburn brings it up. And they're trying to trap him. They got it across half court. Trying to take the hit was Kern. Now here's Walt down the lane. Runs it up. That's set back into the hands of Ace Baldwin. Baldwin running. He has some numbers. He'll feed Kern. Driving right lane line. Swoops to the rim. Layup good. Timeout. Greg Gard. It's Penn State doing what it does very well. He gets about 18 points a game off of turnovers. And just in transition right there, not a turnover, but they get the transition bucket. Greg Gard using a 30 with the Badgers down 12.
Penn State is executing on every level, forcing turnovers, getting downhill, hitting three-pointers when they're open, letting Wisconsin not get anything that they want, and Wisconsin's just not being patient, right? They're being really forceful in all of their movement instead of getting some of that action and getting it into the paint. On the defensive side, that is not a Wisconsin team that we have seen all year yet. I mean, when you let a team get downhill, probably 70% of their scoring's been at the basket. That's not typical for Wisconsin. So if they're going to change the pace of this and catch up, it's all got to come on the defensive end.
29-17, Penn State leads Wisconsin, 6:56 left in the first half. As Hepburn brings it up the left side of the front court for Wisconsin. Turns down the Crow screen. Chucky on the left wing. Picked up the dribble. Needs some help. Gets it into Crow left of the lane against Lilly. Crow with his back to the basket. Puts it on the deck. Backing. Mid-post left. Feeds Blackwell. Turn down the three. Steps up. Foul line jumper is good. First points for John Blackwell. And Demetrius Lilly looks like might be a little bit shaken up. Maybe a little bit of blood.
He's got cut. Yeah.
Yep.
Number two, AJ Storr.
A.J. Storr checking back in for Wisconsin as Max Klesman will sit down. 29-19, Penn State, 6:33 left of the first half. And yeah, with blood on the Nittany Lion, they're going to go ahead and review this to see.
It looked like incidental contact as he made that second attempt to come back in. It looked like his shoulder hit him in the face. So can't get too many flagrant fouls with shoulder-to-face action. But it's good that they check these things out. They want to make sure that there's nothing too out of the ordinary happening.
Penn State 11 of 20 from the field, 4 of 7 from the arc. The Badgers just 9 of 22 from the floor and 0 of 6 from downtown. That's why the defensive struggles. You get out of sync early when one of your best defenders has to sit with two fouls inside of the first 2 minutes of the game, and that was the case with Max Klesman. Greg Gard had him out there briefly here. He's subbing for him. I would think he's going to be really careful with the minutes. But just knowing Klesman's value, can't let this thing get away, too. So
no, you can't. And it really did affect them. It shouldn't, but it really did. It really threw the offensive flow off. They had no movement. And again, on the weak side, we talked about this at the Northwestern game. They had a lot of movement, a lot of action. And tonight, a lot of standing. And so when you have that happening, they can lock in and really make you make poor decisions.
So no flagrant basketball play here. We'll play on. You got Blackwell, Hepburn, Storr, Crowell, and Wall out there. It's Baldwin, Clary, Kern, along with Zach Hicks and Demetrius Lilly. Lilly appearing in his sixth game this season. With the ball is Hicks out between the arcs. The dribble hand off to Ace Baldwin. Flips it right side for Kern. Backing on Storr. Backing. Now retreats. Scoops it out to Lilly. Hands off to Baldwin with 12 of the shot clock. Baldwin off the high screen from Lilly. Baldwin left lane line. Scoops it up left hand off the glass and rim. No good. Stephen Crowell the rebound. Here comes Wisconsin down 10 with 6:07 left in the first half. Hepburn high on the right, throwing a wall up top. Rotates to Storr. AJ baseline left, driving in the lane. Low on the left, layup is good. First points for Storr. Badgers back within 8.
Really good job by Storr on that rotation to notice how high, I think it was Kern that was defending him, that went way too high on the defensive side, right to the rim.
29-21 Penn State, 5:44 left till halftime. Kanye Clary steps back, takes a three straight on. Thuds off the back rim, no good. Tyler Wall the rebound. Here comes Wisconsin. Ball throwing to Storr, high on the right, feeds Crowell between the arcs, sends it back to AJ. Storr at the top of the circle, he'll take the three, he'll hit the three from straight away.
Two keys out of that timeout, two defensive stops, two baskets, cutting that lead to 5 quickly.
29-24 Penn State, 5:15 left of the break. Hicks with a handoff to Nick Kern, high on the right, Kern left-hand flip for Clary. Kanye Clary outside left, high screen Lilly. Clary works through it, picked up by Crowell. The free throw line, a kick to Kern left wing. Kern working against Tyler Wall, backing left lane line. In the lane, now throws it up right hand, got it and one. That's some good patience inside. Nick Kern with a three-point opportunity as they'll get Stephen Crowell with his first foul.
Make him shoot jumpers. He's a 20-some percent jump shooter. You might as well get him out there on the court, because if he's going to get down to the basket, he's going to be too dangerous. He's too athletic, too long, and loves to get right at that rim.
Crowell out. Winter is in. Marcus Ilver replacing Tyler Wall. Leo O'Boyle in for Demetrius Lilly. 4:57 left in the half. 31-24 Penn State.
Well, for Wisconsin, you have to take these opportunities, and when you get these stops, got to get scores. Last two possessions were exactly what Wisconsin needs to do to get back in this game.
Kern missed the free throw. The rebound to A.J. Storr, and A.J. brings it to the right side. They're trying to trap him along the right sideline. Slips a bounce pass to Hepburn just inside the midstripe. Chucky on the left wing. Clary defending. Hepburn starts to back. Pumps. Rolls to Storr. A.J. in the lane. Spin move. Goes up right hand. Back to the rim. No good. Zach kicks the rebound. Outlet to Kanye Clary. Up the middle of the front court is Clary. Dropped it back to Hicks. Steps into a three. Right side. Good. Third three for Hicks. And the lead just like that. Back to 10.
Wow. Are they shooting the ball extremely well?
And a foul at half court on Ace Baldwin as he was getting into John Blackwell. Right at the midstripe, Baldwin the foul. And that's team foul number 7, so a 1-1 for Blackwell. With 4:19 left in the half, 34-24, Penn State.
This could also be where Wisconsin gets themselves back in the game with foul trouble at Penn State. With 4 minutes left here, a lot of opportunities to get free, easy buckets with the clock stop.
Blackwell's front end bounces in. He's an 83% free throw shooter. Tyler Wall set to re-enter for Wisconsin. He'll check in for Nolan Winter.
Replacing Nolan Winter, Wall for Winter.
Penn State on fire in this first half. 54% overall, 5 of 9 from the three-point line as Blackwell hits both ends of the 1-1, 34-26 Penn State.
Well, with 4 minutes left here, this is where you have to start stacking defensive stops.
4:10 left till halftime. Hicks at the center circle. He's with Marcus Silver, a handoff to Baldwin. Baldwin against Blackwell. Baldwin off the O'Boyle screen. Wall gets him on a switch, a throw to Hicks. He'll leave it for Kern. Swoops off the right wing, goes behind the back to the shot. Blocked inside by Ilver. Now Blackwell, lead feed to A.J. to the rim, slam dunk. A.J. Storr, the two-hand jam. 34-28 Penn State, 3:47 left of the half.
Great job when they're getting sneaky in the hands and trying to get into those passing lanes. AJ's just rushed out.
Here's Clary, left lane line, runs it up over Hepburn. Way too strong, no good. Marcus Silver clears for Wisconsin. And now Wall glides to the front court, feeds Blackwell off the left wing. Blackwell to the rim on the reverse layup is good. And Mike Rhodes will use a timeout as the Badgers are back within four. And this will be a full timeout. So a run here for Wisconsin, right back into the fight. We'll take a break. Menards is a proud sponsor of Wisconsin Athletics and reminds everyone to save big money on all your home improvement needs at Menards. 3:26 left till halftime. Penn State 34, Wisconsin 30. This is Badger basketball from Learfield.
This basketball season, let LRS be your MVP in the waste diversion and recycling industry. There won't be any turnovers when it comes to the services that LRS provides its valued customers, especially with services such as waste and recycling collection for businesses, roll-off dumpster rentals, and portable restrooms that are perfect for any construction, renovation, or outdoor event. See the LRS difference by choosing the team with over 2,000 dedicated employees that puts trust and reliability first. LRS, Wisconsin's local waste and recycling leader.
That to-do list you have needs one more thing. Chill. It's an easy thing to do. Just crack open an ice-cold Coors Light and chill. Take the afternoon off and binge-watch anything. Go to happy hour and stay for a couple hours. Who's counting anyways? Or hang out with just your dog because you've had enough human interaction this week. Whatever you do, do it with a Coors Light. Mountain Cold Refreshment made to chill. 2020 Coors Brewing Company, Golden, Colorado. Celebrate responsibly.
Any team can be conquered with the right playbook. It takes human ingenuity to craft and adapt the plays that will defeat even the strongest opponents. The moves that dominate on the field, the court, the ice. And cancer treatment is no different. That's why UW Health Carbone Cancer Center uses ingenuity to combat complex cancers. As the number one cancer hospital in Wisconsin, we're proud to write the playbook on fighting cancer so you always have the number one team in your corner. UW Health. Remarkable.
Badger fans, tonight's game is brought to you by the official products of Wisconsin Athletics, Brew Pub, Lots of Monta Pizza, Old Dutch Chips, and Pepsi. 6-point run for the Badgers, 3:26 left in the half, Penn State 34, Wisconsin 30.
Yeah, last few possessions, you've noticed Penn State's, I think they're getting a little tired because they're reaching on everything right now instead of being where they were earlier, which in the passing lanes, hands everywhere. And Wisconsin's doing a really good job of taking advantage of that. And it's not outpaced. They're not letting that pressure really get to them. And again, I would say it's probably, I'm going to guess here because I don't have anything in front of me, but I would say at least 70, 75% of their shots are in the paint. So it's, again, they've got to get there because Penn State is not big enough or dominant enough in the paint. So Wisconsin has to keep there. And they've done a really nice job. That's a heck of a blow by Penn State to be up 10, 12 points. And in the last, minute, they've scored six.
Marcus Silver is still in the game for Wisconsin. Greg Gard has mentioned him as, we've kind of received Jen staying with it. Marcus Silver has been doing some good things in practice. Here's Ace Baldwin driving left of the lane in the paint. Shot blocked by Wall. Tyler comes down with it for Wisconsin. Wall to the front court for the Badgers. And a steal by Kern. He's all alone down the lane. Easy money slam dunk. Ooh, do something right and you give it right back to him. 36-30 Penn State. 3 minutes left in the first half. Badgers with six turnovers in this first half. Remember, they had 10 in the first half on Saturday against Northwestern, but really cleaned it up in the second 20 minutes. The overthrowing to Blackwell, high on the left. Feeds Wall at the top, hands off to Chucky Hepburn. Hepburn at the top of the key, on the dribble, left of the lane. Hepburn now fades, flips, way short. Blackwell comes down with it and got cut to the floor, and that was Baldwin who got him. So Blackwell will step back to the free throw line as Ace Baldwin picks up his second foul.
Just because they got six, they don't have to get to 10, They didn't make a second half run here.
I know. Blackwell with the 6 points so far, 2 of 2 at the line, front end rattles through for John Blackwell. Badgers a 76% free throw shooting team overall, best in the Big Ten. They're even better in league games, 79%. Second free throw, straight through. 36-32 Penn State, 2:37 left in the half.
Those little statistics, like how they can shoot the free throw and get to the line, that really makes these huge runs shrink very quickly.
Badgers 5 out of 5 at the foul line. Baldwin throwing to Clary, high on the left. Takes the dribble up top, sizes up Chucky Hepburn, a throw to Baldwin, defended by Blackwell. O'Boyle sets the screen. Blackwell off the left wing and a reach-in foul on, looks like they'll get Blackwell. That'll be his second and the team's sixth. So Blackwell the second Badger with two fouls. Max Klesman, very limited minutes in this first half. He'll remain on the bench as Greg Gard will turn to Kamari McGee. 2:15 left to the break, 36-32 Penn State. Nick Kern, sideline right front court, will be inbounded. Ace Baldwin coming out, kind of slow walking over to the Penn State bench area. Connie Clary with the ball right now. Jameel Brown has checked back into the game. Here's Clary throwing to Brown, left corner. Sends it back to Clary, high on the left. Sends to Brown, now turns it to Kern at the top of the circle. Kern against Hepburn. On the dribble, fans to the left wing. Trying to back left of the lane on Hepburn. Turns up right hand, short, got his own rebound, and back up, and a foul is called. They're going to get Hepburn for checking out there. Kern reaching over Hepburn to get that offensive rebound, but they get Chucky on the bump. And that's team foul number seven. Or actually, you're going to call that a shooting foul. Beg your pardon.
Yeah, they called it on the move that he had.
Yeah, there you go.
He didn't have position, which I totally disagree. I think Chucky was in the right spot.
First free throw is good for Nick Kern. He now has 9 points in the first half. 37-32 Penn State, 1:58 left in the half.
With 2 minutes left, you're the older, more mature team. You have to stop making mistakes. That's one of the things Wisconsin right now. They're making a ton of errors, and when they start to get a little bit of momentum, another mistake. So right here, you got 2 minutes. Clean it up and finish strong.
Second free throw is missed. Marcus Ilver, the rebound. He has 3 boards right now for Wisconsin. Kamari McGee throws to Ilver at the top, actually near half court, gives off the store. AJ. Long two, right of the circle, short. Ilver, the offensive rebound, out to McGee, feeds Tyler Wohl. Going to store. AJ at the top, now to Ilver, high on the left, takes the three, makes the three. Yes, sir, Marcus Ilver helping his team in this first half. Badgers down by 2. Minute 20 left of the break. Kanye Clary outside left. McGee defending, a throw to Brown between the arcs. Back to Clary it goes. Kamari digging in defensively. Now Clary off the screen. Left lane line drives to the rim. Layup around the rim and in. Clary with a 39-35 Penn State. We're down to 1 minute left of the first half. Hepburn high on the right. Kills the dribble. Throws to Ilver. Sends it back to Hepburn. They'll be on the three-point line. Chucky now inside the arc. Baseline right. Throws to Wall. Bobbled it. Lost it. O'Boyle comes up with it. Another turnover for Wisconsin. That's 7 of them in the half. Here's Clary. Leaves it for O'Boyle. Steps into a 3 straight on. Front rim, no. Long rebound. Jameel Brown on the right side. 35 seconds left in the half. Clary drives a lane. Kicks it to Brown. Tries a 3 up top. Off the rim, no good. Another board for Ilver. 29 seconds left in the half. Badgers down 4. There's Tyler Wohl right of the center circle. Ball backs up near half court. 17 seconds left in the half. Got about a second difference game. The shot clock and an offensive foul here on Tyler Wohl on the handoff. Tyler's had a rough first half. He is guilty of the foul. Team control non-shooting. Wohl will sit down as Carter Gilmore is back in. 39-35 Penn State. And the Nittany Lions can get the final shot of the half. 14.7 seconds remaining.
Just, again, those silly, silly mistakes. There's just no reason for that. You know, you're not going to get called if you use your lower body to make that same move. There's no reason to chicken wing and hit a guy as he's coming across, even if you're frustrated.
Inbounds pass to Clary. He will slowly walk it through the center circle. 10 seconds left of the break. Clary against McGee. We're down to 5 seconds. Clary stole the midcourt logo with 4. With 3, picked up by Ilver on the switch. Step back 3, Kanye Clary. Back rim and out, no good. And the first half has come to an end. Well, the Badgers have not played well. However, they're down only 4.
Yes, absolutely. And they've had some sparks. I love that Ilver and some of these other guys are coming off the bench and actually doing really well and producing for Wisconsin.
We are at the half here in State College. Wisconsin basketball brought to you by Rail Transport, offering truck driving jobs, CDL training, and so much more across Wisconsin. Learn more at rail.jobs. At the half, Penn State 39, Wisconsin 35. We're back with a halftime report presented by Culver's. This is Badger Basketball from Learfield.
Are you ready to enjoy retirement? How would you like to live in a place dedicated to your comfort while allowing you the freedom to live an active and worry-free lifestyle? Fountain Hills offers condo-style apartments, and their residents enjoy going out for lunches and dinners, grocery shopping, playing cards and bingo with other residents, all while using extra precautions to keep their senior residents safe. To explore becoming a Fountain Hills resident, see FountainHillsApartments.com or call 262-886-9200.
Racine Theater Guild salutes the work of Martin Luther King Jr. as we celebrate his accomplishments in civil rights, his leadership in fighting injustice through peaceful protest, the March on Washington, the Montgomery bus boycott, the Civil Rights and Voting Rights Acts, and more. MLK led the way for millions to work towards achieving equality. This week, join Racine Theater Guild in recognizing Dr. King's accomplishments and contributions with civic media.
Is it Saturday night yet? Hey folks, Jimmy K here. Join me, Rocker, and Terry Barr for Max Inc. Saturday Night. It's your weekly look at the Wisconsin music scene with a lot of fun, debut music, interviews with the artist, and live in the lair. It's Max Inc. on Saturday night across the Civic Media Radio Network, Saturday night, 6 to 10 p.m., and grab the podcast at maxincradio.com. It's Max Inc. on Civic Media. We are local music.
Three for DeMarco Dunn, three for Leo O'Boyle. Wisconsin led by Stephen Crowell. He has 9 points and five rebounds. Eight for John Blackwell, seven for A.J. Storr. 4 points for Tyler Wall. Max Klesman with two. Connor Asijan with two. Marcus Silver off the bench with 3 points, five rebounds, and one assist. Talking to Greg Gard about him here recently, he's seen so much encouraging, seeing many encouraging signs from Silver. So I told Marcus, you're more than a three-point shooter now. Well, we're seeing exactly what Greg is talking about. We'll pick up on that point and more coming up in our halftime conversation presented by American Family Insurance. Back in a couple of minutes, this is Badger Basketball from Learfield.
Normally, when we do a commercial, we talk about all of the options a Cleary building has. We talk about storing your toys or using it for a workshop, but that's not what I'm going to talk about today. I'd like to salute our remarkable team for giving the customer service you deserve. From our engineers to the folks pounding nails, we are proud of each and every one of them, and we think you will be too. So instead of talking about plenty of space for your vehicles, I hope you will give the best in the business a chance. Cleary Building Corp. Since 1978.
It takes hard work to be the best in the game. Planning, commitment, resilience, sweat. That's why Old Dominion Freight Line, the number one national LTL carrier for quality, works hard to be the best in the game and is proud to support those striving to be the best in theirs. Old Dominion Freight Line, official freight carrier of Wisconsin Athletics, helping the world keep promises.
If you've got the right tools and the friendly people at U.S. Bank in your corner, making smarter money choices is a piece of cake. If only our tools and helpful advisors could have helped you avoid some of those not-so-smart choices in life. Like that time you tried to pick up unicycling.
Whoa, coming through!
Or when you thought it'd be okay to pet that squirrel in the park.
Good squirrel, good squirrel.
While we can't help you with all that, we can help you bank smartly at usbank.com/smartertogether. Member FDIC.
I'm Sawyer.
And I'm Shannon.
Together, we're Twin Stunts, the only twin motorcycle freestyle show in the world.
We are born and raised in Wisconsin, so we want all our fellow cheeseheads to know that even though we clutch it up, hit 12, and drift in our show, we would never do it on the open road. And there's another thing we would never do on the road. Drive drunk, drive sober, or get pulled over. Together, we can save lives. Learn more at zeroinwisconsin.gov. Wisconsin DOT.
For generations, hardworking people have relied on Ford F-Series trucks to help grow businesses, communities, families. A legacy of capability and technology that has made Ford F-Series America's best-selling trucks 47 years straight. This is the next generation of built Ford tough. Based on 1977 to 2023 calendar year total sales.
Okay, confession time. I just shopped Kohl's clearance and I might have gone a little over.
overboard. But who can blame me with all the major markdowns going on? I saved 70% on so many great finds, like cozy fleece sweats, comfy PJs, a cute sweater, stylish jeans, and I could keep going. Trust me, you do not want to miss out on Kohl's clearance major markdowns. And if you see me there again, no you didn't. Select styles. Up to 70% clearance offer ends January 21st. Some exclusions apply. See store or Kohl's.com for details.
This copyrighted broadcast is an exclusive presentation of Learfield under the broadcasting rights granted by the University of Wisconsin. Reuse of this presentation is prohibited without the expressed written consent of the university and Learfield. Announcers are provided by Learfield and approved by the university.
At the half, Penn State 39, Wisconsin 35. Charlie, we're talking about Marcus Silver. In 5 minutes, he's helped his team. 3 points, 5 rebounds, an assist, a block, and you know Greg Gard. Connor Rasegian gets a lot of conversation. Obviously, we all know what he's capable of doing. We enjoyed watching him last year, and we're all pulling for him to get that consistent rhythm. And Greg mentioned he continues to work every day, and a guy like Marcus Silver does too. We've seen it. You've been a part of it, and you've seen your teammates do it. Just you stick with it and you can become an all-around player, and maybe we're seeing signs of that with Marcus Silver.
Well, it shows you the development of the rest of the bench, right? They're already about 9-10 guys deep. There's extra players out there. There's another 5 guys that are trying to do the same thing, and great job by him to be able to come up for those 5 minutes and really prove to his coaching staff and his team that he has what it takes. I just loved his effort. The guy that's really taken over and done a really nice job in this first half, even down just 4, Stephen Crowell, with having 9 points, 5 rebounds, shooting 80% from the field because he's doing everything right in that inside space, is doing really great. And Wisconsin, even though they weren't the performance they wanted here in the first half, they've actually dominated the boards. They're 20-13 advantage in the rebounding.
Yeah, 22-14 points in the paint to Wisconsin. And Stephen Crowley does so many things well. Shot blocking, it's not been a big stat for him, but he has 2 rejections in the first half tonight. So we will take a break before we throw to a commercial break. Actually, let's take a commercial break right now. It's 39-35, Penn State leading Wisconsin at the half. More of our halftime conversation presented by American Family Insurance coming up. This is Badger Basketball from Learfield.
Revitalize your ride with reliable, top-quality BBV Genco starters and alternators at your locally owned bumper-to-bumper auto parts store. BBV Genco starters and alternators are the mechanic's choice because they're so easy to install and consistently meet or beat OEM specs for fit and function. Drive with confidence and find all the parts you need and a knowledgeable staff to assist you at your neighborhood bumper-to-bumper auto parts store, where service is the difference. We get it, and thanks for shopping locally.
You're at the game with your girl, and you're going to pop the question. So you take a big swig of overpriced Liquid Courage. You pull the ring out of your pocket, get down on one knee, and then she says,
I need to go to the bathroom.
And you realize the whole stadium is watching.
Proposing at a Jumbotron? Big gamble. Ho-Chunk Gaming Wisconsin Dells, better odds. We're your can't-miss hotspot for big-time casino fun. Ho-Chunk Gaming Wisconsin Dells, your odds are better here.
For generations, hardworking people have relied on Ford F-Series trucks to help grow businesses, communities, families. A legacy of capability and technology that has made Ford F-Series America's best-selling trucks 47 years straight. This is the next generation of built Ford tough. Based on 1977 to 2023 calendar year total sales.
Do you trust your insurance agent? Do you trust your insurance company? Well, you'd better, because all they've really sold you is a promise. A promise to be there when things go bad, to step up and put everything back the way it was. So, if you don't trust your insurance company, maybe it's time to find one you do trust. West Bend, the worst brings out our best. Visit thesilverlining.com to find out more.
Penn State 39, Wisconsin 35 at the half. Before we move on, let's pause 10 seconds for station identification. 10 for an ID. This is Badger Basketball from Learfield.
Your home for the Packers.
1400 AM WRJN Racine, 99.9 FM W260CV Racine, and 98.1 FM W251BU Kenosha.
And streaming everywhere on the Civic Media app.
All right, Badgers down four at the half. They've not played well, but they're within four. Charlie, you mentioned late in the first half, Wisconsin's the older team, the more experienced team. Mike Rhodes put this roster together in about 60 days. He's got nine transfers. So you've got a team that a lot of togetherness, a lot of maturity. And one thing we've seen with this Wisconsin team, we've seen many things. Panic is not one of them.
No.
They hold it together, don't they?
They're not panicking out here. They're just making silly mistakes. And I think that's going to be part of that discussion in the locker room is, guys, you're better than this. You're more mature than this. Dominate this next half, right? The thing that kind of bothered me in the first half really wasn't that they were making those mistakes. They weren't helping each other defensively. That is not a Wisconsin team we've seen over the last 10 games where they're really dominating folks.
And we'll see if they get that cleaned up in the second half. 39-35, Penn State leads Wisconsin at the break. We'll check out some of the first half stats presented by Ho-Chunk Gaming in a couple of minutes. This is Badger Basketball from Learfield.
The big game.